bitch and you won't slap nobody.
Come on.
Come on, baby. Oh, I told you, I know how to fight with him. But also, for real shit, cut this flame, because I don't like
it.
You need something stronger than that. Because they can...
Gene va dar gene. Holy fuck, dude. Did you see how big that fucking horse's dick was, man? Holy shit. Sorry about that, folks. I apologize. Technical difficulties, man. It always happens to us at the Bleeding Edge. I don't know what's going on sometimes. You know what I mean? It might be aliens. I don't fucking know. I don't know, man. Could be some Star Trek shit. Not even sure. But either way, only on the MCU's Bleeding Edge YouTube channel and podcast do you start the show off with some shit like that. I am, of course, sometimes known as True Knowledge, but I appreciate and usually appreciate, you know, and like it when people call me Jeff. I'm the co-host of the MCU's Bleeding Edge. Very humbled to be. Shout out to Cybernetic Shark, my co-host. Good-ass guy. I am here to do a Bleeding Edge reaction, a video reaction collaboration to Bandmade Play, the live, official live version. Round two, here with Ryan, my good friend. From Spoon. If you don't know about Spoon, then wake the fuck up, man. What's up? You know? Anyways. That's alright. Me and Ryan will keep it to ourselves. But anyways, Ryan's here for round two. We already did a reaction to Bandmade Onset. We started them off with Onset. And so we're gonna drop Psyche and actually drop some vocals on them, you know, real quick with Play. Ryan, thank you very much for being here again and whatnot with me. I'm sure that the Bandmade fandom out there and whatnot and everything will appreciate you and whatnot. And I hope we'll shout you out and shit in the comment section and whatnot and give you love. Sir, if you wouldn't mind, please introduce yourself real quick and whatnot and everything. Let everybody know who you are. And we'll get into the ladies.
Hey, it's me, Ryan. If you ever want to join Spoon, my name's Flame Rider on Spoon. So, just stop by. That's me. That's you, Jeff.
There you go. He's a man of a few words, but that's okay. He's a very good reactioner. Just wait, you'll see. Let's get into the ladies. Let's get into what we're actually here for. The Bandmade. Okay, that's a good spot to go ahead and pause the song and check with Ryan. Ryan, okay, what do you think of Psyche, the lead vocalist?
Okay, one, I'm a little disappointed right now. Here's why. I was jamming to that and you stopped it.
I know. That's an unfortunate, necessary aspect of these reaction videos sometimes, yeah. Especially when you're going to do a group one. You got to stop the song here and there just to like react, you know. So yeah. It's all good. You know, listen. When it comes to bandmate, it's good to be patient. You know, I mean, hey man, I've been a huge bandmate fan for over 3 months. I've only listened to probably maybe 6 songs total from them. That's it. That's all I've heard out of the 100 something that they have in their catalog. I'm taking it very, very, very slowly. You know?
Yeah.
Because I want to appreciate that shit, man. So, you know, hey, it's very simple. I still like the songs I've heard. That's all I need right now. So, I'm good. But either way. So, what do you think? What's bandmate like with a lead singer?
You know, I don't know what I was expecting. You know, I was thinking more Sword Art Online type of deal, but...
Oh, like some pop shit?
Yeah.
Some okay.
Hardcore rock with some pop singing and stuff, but... No, I can rock with this. It's pretty dope, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is pretty dope, isn't it? It's nice to be a bandmate fan, isn't it? Honestly, Ryan, like, seriously, dude. Yeah, like, I mean, if you're going to freaking introduce a band to somebody, it might as well be bandmate as far as I'm concerned, because...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they fucking deliver, dude.
Oh, yeah, they do.
I mean, you tell me. Was that shit not, like, just fucking, like, just, like, onset in a way? Just, like, straight up from jump? Just, like, some game-changing shit? Like, the music, all of it. Like, the whole band, all of it.
Oh, yeah, it was all game-changing, man. That shit really got me fucking going, man.
Hey, man, I'll tell you right now. I sometimes go back and I fucking like see. I watch some of the reaction videos I'm in and whatnot and everything when I do these and everything, and I'm embarrassed and shit at myself. Like, I look like a fucking idiot. You know, I'm over here fucking dancing and shit, moving and whatnot, but I don't care, man. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's just the natural, like, feeling I get from listening to bandmate, man. Dude, Play is a badass song, man. It really is.
Oh, yeah.
And, the way that Miku and Psyche, like, do the harmonies sometimes in this song and whatnot, how they kind of go back and forth off each other and shit like that and everything, it just reflects, like, the timing they have again as a band. You know what I'm saying? Like, how precise everything is, how well done it all is, you know? You know, look, I'm not very musically knowledgeable at all. I don't know a lot about music. I've never been in a band. I've never played an instrument. I'm learning, you know, in terms of like the lingo and whatnot and everything when it comes to the music and the band and all that. But, they sound so good live. They sound better than like some US bands sound in their recorded shit.
Yes, most definitely. Like, all right, I'm just going to say this. D12 is, like, my number one band from the U.S. right now. But compared to Bandmate, I mean, they're fighting for number one right now.
Yo, Bandmate is fucking no joke, man. Oh, so, yeah. Which mate is standing out for you on this one?
Alright, yeah, I remember their names. Asakumu?
Akani is the drummer.
Akami. And,
Kanami is the lead guitarist. Miku is the rhythm guitarist and the backup singer. Misa is the bassist, a.k.a. the Barefoot Assassin. And then Psyche is the lead singer.
Okay, well... Miku and Akami is looking pretty good right now.
Yeah, Psyche is beautiful. I mean, she's like she's extremely attractive. I mean, they're all very like attractive women, but I'm just saying, like, you know, she's very naturally beautiful. With her long black hair and everything, she's very tall. And she has great stage presence, doesn't she?
Oh yeah, most definitely.
They just look like they look like they're fun to see live. They do, the energy.
And they all look natural in their stage presence. They don't look like it's being forced or it's being tampered with. It all looks natural, and that's what you're looking for. If it's not natural, then the viewers can tell, and then it ruins the experience. But with Bandmate, it all looks natural.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, Ryan, just wait. You and I are gonna figure out how to work Bandmate in on Spoon and shit. You know what I'm saying? And like, I'm telling you right now, man, we're going to. And we're gonna add that shit in and make that a part of like what we're doing and whatnot on there, here and there. And dude, we'll be converting people like into fans left and right, man.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this music is so good. It's like that. It's literally, you know, if you play one of these songs, if you play Onset for a couple people, one out of three of them is going to walk away from it being like, holy fuck. You know?
I'd say one out of two.
Hey,
if you really want to do it.
I'm telling you right now. Listen, every single person I've done one of these video reaction collaborations with and whatnot, no matter what kind of music, like musical taste they have or what kind of music they like, whether it's hip hop or R&B or pop or whatever, classical, whatever it might happens to be, when they're done listening to Bandmade, once they hear two or three songs of Bandmade, they're all in.
Man.
Yeah, they're all in. They're ready to go. They're ready to go on their own and go check out Bandmade and like go see what's up.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I'm sorry that I had to pause the song, man. I do feel bad.
Nah, don't feel bad. No, it's not. It's part of the deal. See what I was trying to do.
Oh my god, these ladies. These fucking maids, man. Something else, dude. Yeah. I'm telling you. So what do you think, man? What do you think, Ryan? What'd you think of play?
I think it was awesome. I mean, like I said, it all looked natural. It was badass. Everything about it, I mean, there was not one bad thing about it I could say. Or think of.
Are you again surprised?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm probably going to be surprised for every song they have, but, you know.
I can't even imagine what it's like, to be honest with you. I mean, because I know what it was like for me to hear Bandmate for the first time, you know, and I was blown the fuck away. I was like, you got to be kidding me with this shit. You know, like, seriously, I was thinking the same thing you're thinking. Like, I didn't know what to say. You know, I was like, this is just, all I could think was, all I could really say was, this is unique. It's unique. Oh, yeah. It has to be unique. You know, like, it's that simple. And not just on one level, but on multiple levels.
Yeah, nothing's copycatted. Nothing.
No, they're doing something right now that is different. Needed. It's needed right now. You know what I mean? Like, it's nice to see. You know? I mean, I don't care where. I mean, it's fucking crazy to think that, like, it's coming from Japan, of all places. You know what I'm saying? From women. Like, five women. You know? Like, but they're doing it, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo. Like, I'm telling you right now, man. I don't know how to, like, I don't know how to be more, like, about fucking, like, equality and shit with men and women and whatnot than when I say that, like, straight up. My favorite fucking rock and roll band is Band-Maid, straight up. I don't give a fuck if they're women or men or whatever. Like, that's the shit that fucking, like, gets me, like, going and whatnot. That's what I enjoy. That I'm down with Band-Maid. And hey, now that I'm listening to music again these days, I am checking out some other bands here and there and whatnot. And I will eventually also introduce Ryan to Love Bites and Baby Metal and all that shit and everything and whatnot. I'll get them into a bunch of this fucking J-Metal, J-Rock shit. You'll see. But I just want to, again, you know, shout out to the Band-Maid fandom worldwide, U.S. And, hey, do us a favor. Get in the comment section. Say hello. Let Ryan know that you appreciate his reaction. Let us know if there's something else you want us to listen to and react to. Let Ryan know if there's something that you'd like him to react to and check out and whatnot or whatever, some band or song or whatever. We're happy to hear about it. We're happy to go check it out.
Oh yeah.
VOB, baby. I have not introduced you or told you about VOB yet, man. Ryan, now wait till you see VOB, man. That's gonna be some good shit. But so, all right. Psyche, the lead singer. You got a whole song out of her. What do you think? Just to preface, there was no subtitles on that or whatever and whatnot. The lyrics, right? Their lyrics, right, for the most part, on all their songs are very simple. They're very positive and uplifting and usually all about things like breaking doors and, like, you know, being independent, you know what I mean? And, like, being yourself, you know, and, shake your body, you know, like, in play, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's, like, it's very positive shit. Like, that's their vibe with their lyrics and whatnot. So that's what you're hearing when you hear Psyche. I'll tell you, man, I don't care if she's singing in Japanese. Like, it doesn't matter. She's that good as a singer that I still enjoy the fuck out of it. And, of course, I'm sure you noticed they do drop English here and there and whatnot, too, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I caught some of that.
And they do pretty good with it, too.
Yeah.
So, what did you think of the harmonies and everything with Miku and, like, do you see why I like Miku so much?
I see, and, you know, sorry, I'm trying to catch my breath, catch my words.
Take your time.
All that. I see why you like Miku. She's a badass harness and everything.
She's a spark plug.
Yeah.
Her energy is infectious.
Yeah.
You know? And it's very individual. Like, she really stands out to me, like, with the rest of the band. She does. Like, you know, her energy, it's, like, on her own. Like, I just really enjoy it, you know? But then again, I dig Akane's, too. And her drumming and play is great.
Oh, yeah.
So what are your final thoughts here on play? What do you think? I mean, did you prefer Onset?
I think I preferred the first one over the second one.
Okay. You know? Okay.
Nothing against the vocals. Nothing against it. I love the vocals. They were badass. No, I digged them. But I don't know. I'm just more into the instrumental
side. Onset's a badass song, bro. It's really fucking good. It really is.
I'm into the instrumental.
That's another one of those things where, like, I don't see how anybody could not listen to Onset and be like, this is fucking awesome. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't. I flat out don't even see how it's possible.
Yeah.
It's just that nobody knows about Man-Made. They just don't understand. They don't know.
Well, of course, they came out of Japan, so nobody in the U.S. really knows about them.
No, until but I mean, come
to the U.S. tours, and then they'd be like, holy shit, there's a band called Man-Made. Let's get on this, and they're going to start being pop in the U.S. and come more, and they're like, yeah. Oh shit, now we got all these fans over the world. What are we going to do?
Yeah, they're going to become more popular, and I'm sure you're probably not, wouldn't be surprised if I tell you that the U.S. Band-Made fandom, from what I've like seen so far, is very dedicated and like very passionate and like very like, you know, loyal to the maids, you know?
Yeah.
Do you find, like, could you imagine hypothetically stepping to one of the maids, like, on your own, like man to woman or whatever? Like, would you feel intimidated by them at all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, most definitely. I don't think I'd be able to step in front of one of them and actually not be intimidated. I think it's just natural to be intimidated by one of them.
No, because they're that talented, you know? And I can't. Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I can't do what they're doing.
Yeah, neither can I. I could probably step to like somebody like Snoop Dogg or something like that, but I've listened to their music for years, and I'm more comfortable with them. But Bam, I'm so shocked and surprised by their stuff that it's just incredible to me that I wouldn't be able to step in front of one of them and not be like, oh shit, I'm in front of a Band-Made person.
So are you surprised by like the whole J-Rock scene and whatnot and everything? Did you realize that like some of the best fucking rock and roll's coming from Japan?
I did not realize that at all. No, I really didn't.
There's no band in the U.S. and you know it. I know it. And you know it. There's no band that I know of in the U.S. that plays like Band-Made and sounds like Band-Made at their level.
No, not that I've ever heard of. And I've heard of a lot of rock and roll, classic and new age.
Oh well, when you get into like the classicals, the older stuff, the classical bands, well, that's a whole different story. I'm saying right now, where we're at right now musically in the U.S., there's no other rock band or metal band that I can think of that like plays like them. It sounds like them.
Definitely no new age stuff. Or looks like Band-Made or anything about Band-Made.
So. Do you think that you're going to end up probably letting other people know about Band-Made coming off this?
Oh, yeah. Once my friend gets home from work, I'm definitely going to be like, hey, check this out.
And you're looking forward to it, aren't you? Because it's fun. It's fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's fun when you know something that you know you have, that you know that you found something or you got something that's really fucking good. You know? And you could drop it on somebody, and they're just going to be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, oh, shit. Got another fan.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll probably go with Onset right from jump, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you heard it, folks. You heard it, folks. That's another one in the tank. Bleeding Edge Reactions, Ryan, Jeff, Band-Made, Play. We love all of you. God bless you. Shout out to Band-Made Fandom. Please subscribe to the MCU's Bleeding Edge YouTube channel and podcast. And we'll see you in the next one. Peace.
Galaxy.
Yeah. Someone at the door, John. Now I'm here to stay. Tell me who the fuck gonna face the music. More brick laying that screen time. Been cutting back on the daily usage. Long road for the road dogs. For the weird miles from the soapbox. Got BKTs on this bitch. So everybody getting rolled on. Yeah. Yeah, everybody get a